The unemployment rate in Buncombe County has stayed below 4% in the last 4 years. While that comes as good news for some, it can pose a challenge for employers seeking to fill vacant positions. That's particularly the case in construction, manufacturing, and tourism.
In every single industry, and just in my organization, I've got jobs to fill at every level.
John Oswald is president and CEO of Mills Manufacturing Company. His business produces parachutes for the U.S. military. He says two-thirds of his employees are foreign-born, and he's depending on more immigrant workers for his company to grow. And he's not alone. A study released Tuesday says immigrants make up more than 7% of the workforce in the manufacturing industry in Asheville. The New Americans in Asheville report also says while immigrants make up 5% of the city's population, they make up twice their share in tourism and construction jobs. The research organization New American Economy put out the study to highlight the economic impact of immigration locally, but it's a conversation that's largely dictated by federal policies. Keith Wayne is president of Wayne Brothers Companies, a construction business that relies heavily on migrant workers. Wayne says President Trump's recent announcement about preferring immigrants based on merit to mean high-skilled workers with degrees is misguided.
Merit is a great word, but it's not doctors and lawyers and engineers. It's laborers and carpenters and the folks who do the hard work. And I would say to Mr. Trump, read the inscription on the Statue of Liberty.
Wayne was joined by panelists representing Asheville's manufacturing and hotel industries. They all say a path to citizenship should be a policy priority for the federal government. I'm Cass Harrington.